wherever you listen to the podcast, be it Spotify,
be it
Apple Podcasts, you know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Rate us 5-star, people.
Five star. And follow and subscribe.
There we go.
Follow, subscribe, and rate us 5-star, please. please.
There we go. We're begging.
Begging you. See, I can't go an episode without singing.
We almost did it. I should have just wrapped it up.
Begging you. Rate us 5 stars, follow and subscribe.
Bonkai Senbon Sakura Kageyoshi.
Welcome, anime fans, to the Super Anime Podcast, where each week we look to entertain, inspire, and inform you on all things anime. Whether you're new to anime or a seasoned veteran, we invite you to come listen, share, and laugh with us. We hope every episode ignites your otaku spirit and leaves you feeling super. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy. Let's start the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, what is up? What is good? I stole that introduction from a special YouTuber called King of Lightning.
Isn't that just a general thing that you hear in the circus acts, though?
Yeah, you
can. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages,
what is up?
So it's
what
not
is
really
good?
Him who started it.
Yeah, true. It still wasn't. So thanks for starting it in this way instead of just letting me do my thing. So I appreciate it. Anyway.
Sure.
Welcome back to another episode of the Super Anime Podcast with me, your gracious host, Solo, and my permanent special guest, Ed. Now, I'm not going to do Captain Solo because, you know, I've realized that sometimes that's going to be a sporadic thing. Listeners, if you don't know who Captain Solo is, it's probably a good thing that you don't. But anyway, on this week's episode, we're actually going to review a new show. That Ed actually finally managed to watch instead of just rewatching Ghost in a Shell for the 50th time. So, Ed, I have been speaking about a show that I really like, Reincarnated as a Slime.
Reincarnated as a Slime. Thank you very much.
You have now actually watched it. So today, listeners, we're going to review Reincarnated as a Slime. And I like this show, but let's start with Ed. Because when Ed said, I spoke to him last week and he said, yeah, I watched the show. That's exactly how he said it. I watched the show. No, so I was like, oh, he's got some stuff to say. So, Ed, first off, did you actually enjoy the show? Did you actually enjoy the show?
Do you know what, Solo? I actually did.
Okay.
I'll be honest.
Okay.
Do you want me to expand on that? Or
No. Okay, just leave it there. We'll get on to it. So Reincarnated as a Slime, let's go back a little bit. So Reincarnated as a Slime is an isekai anime. It's the first isekai anime that I've ever personally watched. I know Ed's watched ReZero before. Oh, no, Sword Art Online. So this is my first experience watching an isekai. And I was pleasantly surprised. Now, I was told that's probably one of the better ones to start off with. There's some others. But nonetheless, as the name would suggest, Reincarnated as a Slime. Here on out, we'll just call it Slime. Because I'm not saying Reincarnated. We're just going to call it Slime. So from here on out, Reincarnated as a Slime. Exactly, you see? It's just going to be called Slime from here on out. It's about a guy from modern day Japan, and he gets, you know, deleted, and he gets reborn as a slime with, as you would expect from an isekai, just broken powers to absorb and just upskill itself as quick and as fast as possible. And it's about its journey or his journey to create an ideal world for himself in this new world. So that's what it's about. I think there are two seasons out. Season 3 is actually on the way, actually. I think it's coming out in 2024. Slime season 3, yeah. Okay. So
I've only watched up to 20.
Which is fine. 20, that's okay. Yeah,
on season 1. Yeah. So I haven't seen season 2.
That's fine. Yeah. I've seen it, but that's fine. So season 3 is coming out this year. And you know what? I really enjoyed it. I actually genuinely enjoyed it. It's not going to break any records. It's not going to be in my top 10 of all time. But it's a fun, enjoyable anime. And I think that's the best way that I could describe it. But I can see Ed looking very pensive. I need to know what's in his head.
You know what? It's one of those things where I was thinking about this. How can I best describe this? It's the ultimate. I had a word for it, but
But I'll let you go first. Go.
It's left my mind. But it's just an anime you can leave on, an ultimate background anime. That's it.
It's fast food.
It's exactly that. And you know what? It reminds me of Final Fantasy VII. You hear the triumphant moves, I've leveled up.
Yep.
Every little 20 seconds, someone's leveling up. Boom. Something's leveling up.
Boom, I've transformed.
XP up again. It's like Final Fantasy VII, honestly. It reminds me of my brother used to play a game called Golden Sun.
Okay.
So, I don't know if you heard of that. But it's one of those kind of, you know, medieval warrior. Okay. Fairy magic kind of games, I think, anyway. But yeah, it just reminded me of that. And you're right. It is fast food because it's funny. I was watching this, right? I was like, this guy made me watching this. But then I couldn't stop. I just go to the next episode.
That's it.
I actually couldn't stop. There's nothing special about this anime. The story is not great. The animation is not great. But there's something about it that just keeps you.
It's inside your soul. Something.
I think it's just the leveling up. Like just this. I think it's just curiosity. In you want to keep seeing what's going to happen.
I want to know. I need to know.
And it's one of those things where it doesn't take itself seriously
at all.
And that's from the first episode. Like some random guy just attacks you. And then you're about to die, spoilers. And then you talk about life and then you somehow reimagine as a slime. From then on, I just knew I cannot take this anime seriously.
No, you don't.
When I heard the word reincarnated as a slime, I thought it would be those little slithering slimes.
Oh, like a slug.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That don't look like a slime to me. That just looks like a magic orb, yeah, but
it's
fluid.
It's just a blob. It's just
A blob. They should call it my life as a reincarnated blob.
It looks like flubber. Do you remember?
Yes.
It's like flubber.
Yes.
It's like flubber.
It is like flubber. Great, great comparison. It is like flubber. And then just the powers are just so wild as well that it can just consume everything and take its abilities.
Let me ask you a question. So I had this and I want to ask if you had this. Did you start applying other more quote unquote serious shonen to some of the transformation or some of the so what happened to me is that something would happen, it would introduce a big bad, and I'll think, oh, maybe he's gonna struggle.
I did think about the struggle, maybe he's gonna struggle
on this one.
No, he's not.
The same power that was introduced in episode 1, he's going to use it again.
A predator.
Yeah, a predator.
He is. So how does a slime become so powerful? It is literally fast food. It's a wholesome anime. It really is.
That's it. It's a wholesome anime.
The way he just combines and congregates all the different, I guess, races, as it were.
To all kind of
live kumbaya together and, you know, collaborate and build this new town. It's one of those games. What's that game? Is it Animal Crossing or one of those ones Animal where Crossing. It's not necessarily something that is going to complicate you, or it's not something that's not complicated, but just something that is complicated or challenge you in the sense where you want to know, you want to solve a puzzle, kind of like a Zelda or whatever kind of game it is. It's just one of those ones where just general life tasks that you want to essentially get on and just do. That's what I want to see. I want to see this village built. I want to see what happens.
Right. Like, I remember there was a guy that they introduced. I've forgotten the name's character. I've forgotten the character's name. And I'm sorry, listeners. I don't care enough to Google his name right now. But anyway, there was this character, and he was like a merchant. He was a merchant that was like dealing in like wine or something like that.
Is this season one?
Season one.
Okay.
And Rumuru was like, Slime was like, oh, he may be a kind of a sly person. And I was thinking, oh.
Oh, yes, yes, I know who you were talking about. He was the dwarf. He was in a dwarven kingdom.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, oh, maybe is he going to backstab
him? Betray them.
No, he's not. He's just looking out for his interests and wants money. So as long as you give him money, he's high. He's fine. He's completely fine.
Now, it's weird because I sat down. I'll be honest, I didn't want to watch this.
I know you didn't.
You said it, Lady T said it, so I was just like, let me just...
It's good.
And the thing is, I put pressure on myself as well when I told you I watched it, because then I was like, okay, I've got to watch more episodes.
I need to watch this now.
So I had watched like two episodes, but I wanted to watch more, and yeah, it's fast food. It's literally fast food.
Like, it's fast... Okay, even if it's not fast food, it's like Nando's, you know? It's like Nando's. It's just...
Nah, it's fast food, man. It's not Nando's. It's fast food. You shouldn't be watching, but you just keep eating. You shouldn't be eating, but you still keep eating. You still watch, but you still watching.
So for me, I guess it's not quite fast food for me, because I think what it serves, it was a great reminder. And you know what? I saw, because of Slime, I really want to watch a Slice of Life anime now. Because
is it Slice of Life or Isekai, though?
No, it's not. It's Isekai. It's completely Isekai. There's a way more fighting than a Slice of Life. But the pace of it...
Yeah, I see what you mean.
The pace of it and how it... Because you're right. It never takes itself too seriously. So listeners, if you haven't watched it, we're not going to spoil too many things in it. If we do, we'll say spoilers. But basically, imagine a protagonist where it's almost like the monster of the week. Type of show. It's almost, not quite, maybe like monster every three episodes, and there's a new threat every 3 to 4 episodes. And every time, and this is me coming from watching things like JJK and Attack on Titan, and I watched it shortly after I finished Attack on Titan, so maybe that's where in my mind I was like, oh, I was thinking like Eren and, you know, the backstabbing and like the, you know, what's that? The snakiness. Anyway,
yeah,
I was just like, oh, this is, and it's none of that. I was thinking that people are going to backstab, he's going to go through real struggle and strife. No. This basically...
I wonder if that changes, but I mean, you could tell me.
I don't know. Well, it's season two, it doesn't. Season two, it doesn't. There's a character that you realize that is actually not who they say they are. Fine, get it. But it's never like a serious thing. It's never portrayed as like an Aizen character.
It's not that deep.
At the end of season three, they introduced this whole new group of characters, like this new collective.
Oh, season two?
No, at the end of season two, going into season three, you can kind of guess where the story is going. And at the end of season two, they introduced this new collective that you've heard about already, but now Rumuru is part of said group.
Okay.
And you start thinking, oh, maybe this is going to be the tipping point.
No, it's not.
Because in season two, people in that group become his friends, just like the whole of season one. It is the power of friendship.
It is the power of friendship turned up to 20. Yeah. I was going to say it's like crack. But I've never had crack, but I'll imagine if this is what it was, this is how it'd be.
I'm going to spoil the first villain, okay? Listeners, the first villain, okay? The first villain, I'm not going to tell you who they are, what they look like, but the first villain, their father is killed in front of them, and the villain then decides, I'm going to follow him. I'm going to follow my dad's killer.
Nah, but the said son did have a good reason, though.
He did.
But yeah, it is wild how just like, yeah, okay, we're friends now.
and even the empathy of Rimmerus, aka Slime, to be like witnessed what this person has just done to hundreds, if not thousands, of beings, and it's like, I need you to build a road. Come on into the family.
It is pure love. That's all it is. Boy. Just cakes and goodies all around.
There was one part which I was praying. I was like, please do not mess this up. And I think it was in season two, so I'll not spoil it for you.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, people from... I can say the general premise because it's the same thing you see throughout the whole show.
Yeah.
Somebody from Rimuru's group... has been hurt quite bad, and Rimuru feels it. Like he takes it, actually it really does impact him.
Mm.
And he says I'm gonna get mine.
Okay.
And okay. I was praying when he said that. I was like, please don't go power of friendship, please.
Yeah
follow through on this. And he does. I was like, okay, cool. I'm happy about that. I was like, don't power friendship around this. Like you're hurt here. So please, like, follow through. And he does follow through.
I mean, I think they started the show really well in that the whole random event of him getting attacked, and then, you know, it was weird as well when he was slipping into the afterlife and telling Sage the things that he wanted, and this great sage or whatever was just giving him the attributes for it. I was like, okay, this is the kind of show I'm watching. Like, don't take this serious.
I think it's something along the lines of, oh, like he gets stabbed. This is right at the beginning. It's not spoilers. It's a guy, so it's not a spoiler. He gets stabbed, and it's like, oh, I feel cold. Oh.
Cold resistance now. I'm hot now. Heat resistance. Oh my gosh. I hope I'm wise. Sage attribute given.
Wisdom.
Wisdom. He could have asked for anything then. I was just like, okay, so this is the kind of anime we are watching. But it's so bad, it's so good, honestly.
So this is funny. So if we say this, say for example, we're in the middle, and like we've got a line in the sand. One is positive average, negative average. Ed is on a negative average. I'm on a positive average. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, that's fair to say.
We both enjoyed it, but you're more like, this is so bad, it's good. I'm more like, that is actually kind of good. But, it's like, but we're on the line. We're both on the line.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, it does get a bit repetitive, but maybe you can tell me it doesn't in season two. But...
Season two, it starts to expand a little bit. So season two, minor spoilers. So season one is all about that kingdom expanding and growing. And then they do start dropping hints in season one, like, hey, when you get to a certain point, other places are going to start getting interested. So season two does start to do that. Season two does start to say, actually, no, these now other kingdoms are starting to be interested in what's happening here, and other powers. And also Rimuru starts taking his other goal a little bit more seriously about the woman. I don't want to. So he starts, okay, let me actually find and do what she wanted to achieve as well, and look for that person. So he starts doing that, and so it is still like kind of monster every 3-4 episodes, but it kind of adds on to that growing scope. So you never just as soon as it starts to feel like a little bit stale, they throw in a little bit of seasoning that adds to
that's good. I like the whole package of it, because the whole kind of Final Fantasy kind of music and the leveling up.
But can't you wait for every time they level up, like, what's gonna happen?
You
pay attention, like those ogres. I love those ogres. the ogres, even the goblins. I was like, ah, he's okay, okay.
And then,
okay. And there's clearly that one, not Gabby Murray, he's the lizard. You know the goblin that didn't actually change like the rest of them. But he's
Yeah. But he has but
he's got some bad powers.
He sleeps all the time, but he got some serious powers.
He's actually like one of the strongest goblins.
Yeah, that was funny.
Is it Gobi? I think it's Gobi.
Gobito or something like that. Yeah.
And you know what as well that I kind of like? It's actually kind of funny. It's actually quite funny.
I was gonna ask you, do you think it's a comedy?
It's got comedy elements to
it.
For sure. Like compared to some of the other, so since then, obviously I've spoke about it in the Discord and to listeners on Insta, and a few people have said like, yeah, Rumuru is Slime is great. It's not as serious as some other ones. So there are other isekai that does get quite serious. Like it does take itself seriously. It is trying to do something new. But Slime is not one of those shows.
Nah, I mean anything. To be honest, anything can happen in Slime. I'll be like, this is it's set precedent from the beginning. So I cannot be mad if he's suddenly able to get some serious magic power up just because they gave him a last name. Because you know they all have first names.
They don't have any name. You give them a name and they get the power up by just naming them. I now dub the...
Yeah, exactly. And then the now power you give up. Them a last name and then, you know, it might just... So for me, there's nothing here that I'll be like, you know what? It's ridiculous. It is what it is and I'm enjoying it. I'll be honest.
And again, minor spoilers. But those of you who have watched it, do you remember the moment where I was like, oh, okay, so this is the real big bad. Like this is where it starts getting serious. Mm. Do you know the Charybdis, like the big like monster dragon thing? It was like the big blue thing.
Oh yeah.
That was so big that they didn't even bother animating it. It was just a picture. It was just a picture and everyone else was flying around it, but it was just a static image. It was that big. I thought, oh, Rimuru is going to have a problem with this. Like he's going to struggle. And then you start seeing that it uses slight smallers. It starts using its scales and its scales kind of fling off everywhere and start like killing people.
Do you know what? I haven't got to that yet, actually.
Yeah, you have.
I'm on episode 20.
Yeah, you've got to that. Do you know what I'm talking about though?
I know the dragon in the beginning.
Not the dragon. Okay, maybe I'm saying drunk. It looks like it's like a big blue. I want you to type it in. Type in quick Google break. Type in Charybdis. So C-H-A-R-Y.
I think that was when that was. Yeah. So I'm on the episode where they introduced it because apparently it could be as strong as a demon lord.
And it's like blue. And it looks
well,
like
they didn't show. They just showed it because you know it's anime. They showed a dark silhouette. So I think the next episode I would have probably seen it.
Okay, fine. I won't say anything.
Which is fine. It's fine. To be honest, you could. Yeah, I don't even mind if you spoil. Okay, it. I just want to see what this village. I want to see because they're building roads. Fine. I want to see if they got running water. Okay. I want to see what this village looks like.
That makes sense. Well, basically,
that's where I'm invested in. And obviously, how more powerful can Rimuru get? Oh, how many people is he going to swallow?
Way more powerful. Trust me. Way more powerful.
She's gonna keep swallowing everyone.
There's no limit. He just keeps. And you know what? Interestingly, it's way more interesting. This is literally not a sly dig. I'm just saying that because it's true. It's way more interesting than Dragon Ball Z's power system.
Interesting.
Because there is no book. That's actually. You know what? That's probably unfair. Dragon Ball. I've said this before. I am now going to officially stop comparing shows to Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball Z came out at a time where there was not emphasis on story. There was not emphasis on power systems. So it's unfair for us to start to compare it to them. That's like comparing the Model T, the first car, to a Ferrari. Now it's like it's unfair. They're two different. They're almost two different things at this point. Basically, the point I'm making is that Rimuru beats the Charybdis, no issue, fine. Like there's no... That's what I was trying to get to. But he's to your point.
Do you know what? It's funny because I'm here on the episode where it's this looming thing and I'm like, okay, he's finally met his match.
Exactly what I thought. It's like, okay, this is it now. This is it. Like, it's time.
Rimuru's just like, no problem.
He's going to start sweating. and after like two episodes of like, ah, I don't know how to defeat it. Third episode, got it. Nice.
You know what? It's funny, but I'm gonna watch it anyway. Even though I'm small, I'll just watch it and see how. But I what magic so he good. Pulls out.
But do you know what? To your point. Interestingly, like the I am not the interested thing about slime, which does keep me watching, is that I'm not actually interested in the fights.
I told you
the power ups are cool, but you're right. Yeah, yeah. Like I want to see that village. I want to see that turn into a city in the kingdom.
I want to see progress.
I actually really like, because I haven't seen this yet, but they introduced like every, you know, this, the power of friendship is so real that everybody gets a power up and they argue about who's closest to slime.
Like, yep. That's basically what it is.
But I like they actually take, okay, who's gonna be the diplomatic who's gonna go on like a diplomatic voyage to this other kingdom? Who's gonna set up trade links with this other one?
Yeah, I was like, okay.
Right. In season two, they show how the village has grown. I'm like, yeah, it's not a village no more. They've got like this big building.
That's the one thing I don't want to get spoiled. Spoil me on the villains. I want to see how the village grows, boy. Because
it's good.
That for me, I just to see a forest just spring into something trade federation, whatever.
So the Rumuru.
Rumuru is the capital. Remember? Rumuru, so.
See, exactly. You're in now. It sucked you in now. You're correcting me. You're in now.
All right, but there's one thing I have to call out when I was watching this, and I was like, I can't believe Solo likes. Well, not can't believe, but I can see. Well, maybe I can't see why Solo likes this. The fan service in there is real.
It does have fan service.
It's not as bad as Fairy Tale.
Okay, that's what I was going to say.
Or even Fire Force.
It's not as bad.
It's real.
That. But you know why I don't really necessarily I don't mind it. It's not. It's like because the whole show doesn't take itself too seriously. I don't take it too seriously. I'm just like, all right, cool.
Fair enough.
And it's not like Seven Deadly Sins of like a X-100-year-old person with a pervy woman.
Yeah.
Or Fire Force,
it's just
which is just
a normal. Yeah,
this is just like
that's just weird. Yeah.
This is just okay. There's fan service and there's skimpy tops and bathhouse scenes.
Oh, I laughed when he called that mirror girl flat-chested.
That's when you know. That's the type of show you're watching, people. That's the type of show. And it's not frequent, to your point. It's not like it's
nah,
like
it's not frequent. It is not frequent.
But it's yeah. But and when he likes going to the elves,
it was abundant.
There was fan service. Oh gosh, no. But I really liked it. I did enjoy it. And one thing also, just move on to the characters. The characters, I would actually say there's two things. One, the character designs. I think it deserves some kudos on that. I think the character designs were quite interesting. I like the character designs anyway.
Really?
Yeah, well, only because it's been a while since I think more so because of the types of anime I've been watching recently. They've all been either, I've been watching it, obviously Attack on Titan, JJK, which are kind of standard humans. Yep. And then I'm watching Demon Slayer, okay, fair enough. But aside from that, I've been rewatching Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I've been rewatching it. And I guess at the time I was just the same type of the standard human uniforms, and then seeing slime where it's kind of this, you've got different monster races and outfits that align to the monster races. I found it quite interesting. So I was like, okay.
No, I mean, obviously, I haven't watched all of it, but I found it good.
Yeah.
I found it good. Yeah. Characters. I mean,
characters
again,
okay. They're okay. They're okay.
Everything about it is just subpar or standard, but it's got enough of that junk feel for me anyway. That junk food kind of sensation to get more. Like I said, it's just keep consuming.
See, for me, that's a great way of. Difference between our experiences. For me, I'm like, no, I actually like the characters. I like the ogre, you know, the guy with the red hair, the red ogre guy.
Oh yeah, the leader samurai guy. Yeah,
I like him.
He doesn't have any personality.
I know, but I just like the design.
I like the secretary. She's funny.
She is funny. Yeah. There's a character that gets introduced afterwards that is like crazy powerful and from like a really powerful monster race.
Okay.
But he just has like this weird quirk of always wanting to help Rimuru.
Of course.
So he's never really
undying loyalty to you, sir.
Exactly. He's never really unleashed so far as like a powerhouse. But if he wanted to, there was one character who could be a problem for everybody on Rimuru's side if he wanted
to. Oh really?
Yeah, if he really wanted to, he'd be a problem for most of them. Aside from the guy in the red-haired guy. Apart from
the blue haired guy is better for me. The old man's fun. The shinobi the guy who disappears and stuff.
You're right. The guy with the blue, I've forgotten this guy's name, but the ogre with the blue, he's probably got the most interesting power.
Yeah. I don't even know what a red haired guy's power is.
It's fire and just angry slashes. But the blue guy is interesting. It's got those wires.
Yeah, I like his disappear. Wires. Yeah.
That was kind of good.
Cool. It's all right. I was even watching it today. I was like, I'll be honest. I was watching it in sub, but then I just switched to dub.
It's fine.
And yeah, just watching the background doing some stuff. But I'll go back to I prefer the sub, I'll be honest, because the dub voice is a bit whiny. But I needed to do some stuff, so I was just like, and again, it's one of those things you don't necessarily have to be fully invested in the story. It's not like an Attack on Titan where you miss something and the backstory. This is just I found a potion down the road the other day.
It's true. It's like there's, you remember that scene in Attack on Titan where Eren's dad was saved by his friend Eren Kruger. So Eren Kruger, he had the attack titan and then or something. He had the titan power. And then he said to Eren's dad, okay, you can eat me and carry on going. Or I think Eren Kruger said to Eren's dad, How's Eren and Mikasa? Do you remember that scene?
Honestly.
Anyway, my point being is that if you miss a scene like that, you might not. You'll be like, "What the hell's happening?"
Yeah, what happened?
Or you miss Eren talking to his dad in that weird time thing. You turn away for a couple of seconds. You come back. What the hell happened? Yeah, happened to you?
For sure. Not with this.
Rimuru. No.
Did he defeat the villain? Yeah, of course he did.
Of course he did. What are you talking about? How did he defeat him? You know how he defeated him. What, Predator? Predator. He did, yeah.
Although I did like the way he defeated Millie or whatever the girl was, the Dark Lord girl. He gave her honey.
But he recognizes, like, I can't beat her.
That was a good twist, because I'm here, I'm thinking he's either going to absorb her or he's going to do some, Black Lightning thing. He gave her honey. I was like, okay, that's quite clever. but so typical of the show for the villain to get sweated by honey.
By honey. Simple.
It's a good show, man. It's a simple, stupid, but it does what it does well. It's again the beginning set precedent, and I'm here for it. So I guess if we had to give it a rating, but before we give the rating, so I was doing some research, and they were showing fantasy or shows. This is definitely fantasy shows better than Solo Leveling.
Okay,
I've seen episode one of Solo Leveling. Obviously, I haven't read the manhwa or haven't watched all the episodes yet. I think it's on episode 4 or 5 now, I can't remember. But I wonder what the difference is actually between this and Solo Leveling. I imagine Solo Leveling takes itself a bit more serious. Yeah, I don't know.
I've been reading it. So I watched episode 1, watched episode 2. I've been like, I'm not waiting. I'm reading.
Yeah.
And I was told, so obviously we've both heard of Solo Leveling for a while. And so we could have read it before, but I was like, nah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Reading it now. And actually, shout out to Anime Freshman as well, because I saw a clip on their Instagram and they were saying the same thing. This thing is good.
And really?
It takes itself a lot more seriously than Slam.
Okay. So no one's going to just level up and then predator someone and grow magical powers.
I mean, I don't know, but they will definitely get the, it's the same type of, obviously you've seen episode one, leveling up, it's in the name, leveling up and getting stronger, but it definitely takes itself way more, a lot more seriously than Slime.
Why do you think, again, not enough many people, actually no, I was going to say, why do you think Slime, but I think Fairy Tail had its day, Seven Deadly Sins has its day, these are quote-unquote big animes in the sphere of the animes verse, as more bigger than Slime anyway, so I can't say, but I actually enjoyed Slime more than Fairy Tail, I'll be honest.
Right, when you start thinking about it, and this is
when I think about it, Fairy Tail was great at the beginning, but then it fell off. I don't know, I'm not on season two yet of Slimes, but you're still watching it and you're I think Fairy Tail was, is it serious or is not serious? I think it was caught in between, whereas Slime, we know it's not serious.
Yeah.
So if anything that over grandiose or just unbelievably happens, I'm just like, meh. Whereas in Fairy Tail, I think maybe there was some, I think one of the main things you mentioned was they just all got power-ups or something like that in mid, and after you're like, how did that happen? And so on and so forth. Where if that happened in Slime, it's just
you wouldn't question it.
I wouldn't bat an eye.
You wouldn't question it. And I think up until that point in Fairy Tail, it was, you're right, you said it right, you captured it right. It sometimes got caught in the middle of taking itself seriously or not, or didn't find the right balance of when to turn that seriousness on and when to turn it off. So then for me, as this is me as an individual, when they had that power up in the early part of the show, my first question was, oh, where did that come from?
Whereas
in Slime, for example, it really doesn't. Like, it doesn't take us. It's from the beginning, it's talking about power up.
Literally in the beginning.
Straight power up. Episode 2. Oh, he's not going to get a power up. Last 3 minutes. Power up. So you don't, you know, you do, that's the one thing you never have to worry about. You're like, you don't have to think about the power ups because you know
and
it's coming.
Like, and even when he does the swords, they're like, oh, I'll make you 20 swords.
And, it's like, oh, these swords are so difficult to make, my lord. I don't know how I'm going to do it. And if I don't, I might be exiled. I can do it. But I need 20, Lord Rimuru. Give me 20 seconds. 20 swords. We need this special material. I got it in episode one. Episode one, I got all that material. There was a whole cave full of it. I got all of it.
Honestly, man. Anything he could do, I swear.
These swords are revered worldwide. They're so rare. Here's 20. my lord gave it to me because he thought I couldn't do it. And he wants me out. Not anymore.
Oh, gosh. Jeez. That is dude. And literally, any enemy he goes up against, I'm like you. I'm like, has he met his match? And
Nope.
I
think because of that reason, and so I think I've said something similar to this already, I enjoyed Slime way more than a lot of some other shows. Like, I enjoyed it more than Fire Force. I've enjoyed it more than I have.
But I think it's a comedy. That's probably why.
Which is fine. But in terms of enjoyment, just like,
Yeah.
So like, just pure enjoyment, not like whether or not, like, Fire Force, 100% more interesting storyline. But just as a pure enjoyment,
I
enjoyed Slime more than Fire Force.
More than Demon Slayer?
Potentially. It's close.
I mean, Demon Slayer's not funny, so.
No, but I would say, maybe more than Demon Slayer.
I think it's harsh to compare different.
So you maybe not. That's why I think it's harsh. Really, but definitely Fire Force. I enjoy pure enjoyment.
Fire Force, innit? You just love. What is it with you and Fire Force?
I don't see
man.
The hype, man.
I love Fire Force.
Take out the sounds. And what have you got?
Oh, Fire Force is awesome. I need to get back on it. Demon Slayer, on the other hand.
You know, I said it with Demon Slayer. I think we've always preferred JJK to Demon Slayer. We've agreed on that.
Yeah.
And I think I said before, I let the hype of Demon Slayer get to me, and then when I'm kind of, now that I'm a little bit further removed and I can sit there and I think about it. Yeah. I've watched season 2. I haven't watched anything after season 2.
See what happened with Nezuko and the sun.
That was, for me, if that happens
in Slime, don't bat an eye. But Demon Slayer, just like, huh? You're supposed to be this sophisticated, you know, you're training for things, and she's basically Rimuru.
But here's the, here's the thing on that point though. So say on the point of you're saying about seriousness, right?
Mm.
Let's be objective about One Piece. One Piece started off silly. Then we started realizing, actually, this thing has actually got some depth to it. It's got some messages in this. And then we are reminded that it's truly a silly show every time there's a new character introduction or a new transformation. Every time it's just like, oh, this is actually silly. And the biggest thing I can point to, Dr. Vegapunk and Gear 5.
Gear 5 was supposed to be silly anyway.
Some people are thinking that it was supposed to be like this, like... Some people were though.
But even in the story, it tells you that he was a smiley blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
some people don't like the whole Looney Tunes cartoon.
Well, that was the whole point about him, though.
I mean, yeah, you're preaching to the choir.
Like, you see Gear 2, serious. Gear 3 was nothing. Gear 4, serious. Snake Man was a bit of a joke. But, I mean, other than that, I think all of them had, like, good quote-unquote transformations. Zoro leveled up seriously. Usopp leveled up seriously.
No, I'm talking about the main character. Like, people forget that Luffy is silly. He's a silly.
Yeah, Luffy's silly anyway. Yeah, I don't think that's... Some people forget.
And one, but you have to, and every time, like, for example, Raizo. Raizo from the Hidden Mist, one of the ninja. When people first heard there was a ninja character, people were like, oh, he's going to be mad strong. He's going to be like Naruto. We know Oda and Kishimoto, they get along. They got that friendly rivalry. It's going to be a nod to each other. Raizo with his big head rolls in. Just short guy with a big head. This is your ninja. It's like Oda said, remember this show.
You mean, Naruto. All the characters are fantastical looking anyway. Like
the best, so for people the best to... like normal looking characters are not the main character, are not in the, there. They're all like,
I mean,
villains.
You could, if you wanted to, you could pick apart One Piece and some of the stupidity that happens. But I think Oda does great. Oda does it well when you can differentiate when there's a moment that's serious and there's a moment that's not serious.
I was going to say, so that was my final point.
And that's what I think. And the context of the whole One Piece is a serious show. Yeah. But then there's a lot of goofiness and you need that, especially on a long running show like that. There's a lot of goofiness and there's a lot of slapstick comedy and stuff like that. But you get the element, this is a serious show. Whereas other shows, potentially, you don't necessarily aren't able to differentiate, or you know, it's a bit blurred.
Yeah,
that's what I would say.
No, which makes sense.
Yeah,
cool.
So super anime rating.
Okay. So super anime rating, for those of you who have, this is your first review from us, we have our super anime rating. Our scale goes from 0 to 10. 0 could not be worse. 10 could not be better. 5 is average. So none of this, oh, how good was it? Nah, 7 out of 10, it was okay. No. 7, my friends, is very good.
Mm-hmm.
So 8 is excellent. 9 is near perfect. 10 is incredible, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said in mind, I'll let Ed go first.
Yeah, sure, I will go first.
What is your rating out of 10?
I will give this a solid 6.
You know what? I think that's fair. It's a good show. It's straight 6 out of 10. It's a solid 6 out of 10.
Definitely has its moments, but yeah, solid 6 in terms of funniness, and it might like raise up to 8 or 7, and like, you know, just
depending
variability.
On the episode.
A general 6 out of 10. It's not gonna blow your mind in story, animation, fighting. Nah. But it's, as Solo said, just pure, straight, enjoyable junk food.
Yeah. And actually, you know what? If we start rated, so I'm saying 6 out of 10 based on the characters, the storyline, the threats. I think it averages out to a 6. Mm. However, in terms of like just enjoyment of certain parts, 7. It's a 7 for me. It's a very good, very good. very good sometimes.
Yeah,
it can definitely be a very. If someone said it was 7 out of 10, and said it's very good, I could also sit there and say that I could 100% agree. How hard?
I mean, we don't shame, but if you start saying 8, 9, I'm like, careful. I mean, for your own. Yeah, look, anything can be a 9 for you specifically,
exactly.
But you're going to have to come with receipts, rationale. Like, tell me why this is up there with a 9. Like, 6, have we rated anything as low as 6 yet on our Super Anime reviews?
I think we have. I can't remember what it was. I think.
I don't think so.
I think Clannad was like a 6.
Oh, yeah. I think I gave that 4, didn't I?
Yeah, exactly. You came in harsh.
Terrible, man. I'll never get that time back. It's weird because a lot of people love that show. I just don't know why. I honestly don't know why.
Maybe I don't know. Like, there's weird things that happen sometimes. Because I remember at the beginning of this podcast, I said with my chest that one of my favorite single season animes was the Time one. What's that guy thing called now? Oh,
The Time.
The time travel one. With the mad scientist. See.
Oh, Steins;Gate.
Said it with my chest. Watched it again a year afterwards. I was like, this, no.
Yeah, I said before, I said that immediately. That wasn't that great.
So,
I didn't like it.
Look, taste can change. Taste can change.
Sure.
Anyway.
All right, Solo.
Anyway.
Now you're not Captain Solo. I'm sure you can take us out.
I can indeed. So thank you very much. If we've made you laugh, if we've made you smile, you know what to do. Hit us up on social media on Super Anime Podcast with 3 U's. We're on TikTok. We're on YouTube. We're on Instagram. Also, remember, join us on our Discord, Super Lights Assemble, where we have fun, we make jokes. Everyone was getting on to Ed's a couple weeks ago. Ed seems to have completely lost his taste in music. Everyone's like, what's happening here? You know, Travis, no.
You mean in terms of those anime? Oh, they gave some. So no, I love
the
Super
good.
Lights.
They were good.
Some of them were
good.
Not great.
Yes,
there was two that were good. There was 3. And then there was one that wasn't my taste, but the other two were good. The other two were good.
Like, see? So we need more people to get onto it.
Why? We need more people, but not come onto me.
We've got many different things. We've got general stuff. We've got manga. We've got a spoiler channel, which always seems to be popular.
You know what? The spoiler channel. I got spoiled, man. I don't like notifications.
So don't go there.
I always press it and then come out quickly. But I read something about Sukuna. I was like, or was it Itadori or something? I was like,
That's why you don't go there.
I hate the notification there. That it's still, I'm one of those people.
You want to get rid of it to 0. You want to get down to 0. Fine.
But anyway, I did get spoiled there.
Please join us there. Super Lights Assemble on Discord. Help us grow the family. And last but not least, if you want to leave us any comments, then please go to our website, Superman Anime Podcast with 3 U's. Hit the little orange mic at the bottom right hand corner and leave us a 2-minute voice note. And I said before, last but not least, but no, this is the last but not least because it's the most important thing. Wherever you listen to the podcast, be it Spotify, be it Apple Podcasts, you know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Rate us 5-star, people. Rate us five star.
And follow and subscribe.
There we go.
Follow, subscribe, and rate us 5-star, please. please.
There we go. We're begging.
Begging you. See, I can't go an episode without singing.
We almost did it. I should have just wrapped it up.
Begging you. Rate us 5 stars, follow us, and subscribe.
This is my fault. I apologize. We almost got there, and he found a way at the 11th hour to squeeze in singing. Listeners, I hope you enjoyed. And we'll catch you next week. Peace.
Oh, I was going to ask you, what would you be reincarnated as, but...
A slime. slime. You see how strong they are.
Yeah, that's true. Not like a dragon.
Slime.
And it's funny because all the attributes he said, they basically said, okay, this is going to be the most effective form for you. And it was a slime. That's crazy. Anyway, catch you later, everyone.